Well, well, what do we have here? I've seen you in here before, isn't that right, sweetheart? You always come in here looking for new books to read, always leaving with a smile on your face and a whole big pile of books under your arm. You're just a little bookworm, aren't you? So what do you read, huh? Fantasy, fiction, fact? Oh, personally, I enjoy reading something a bit more. Let's say it's just a bit more steamy. You know, I could make you a recommendation if you'd like. Well, we have this one over here, for example. I did read this one a few weeks ago, and I just couldn't put it away. You know, it's one of those books that just sucks you in and leaves you completely overwhelmed and yearning for more. It's about this gorgeous woman that decides to conquer the world and just take anything that she wants. She's this confident, caring woman, very adventurous. But she has this thing that she loves to do. She loves to find herself a cute boy and approach him in a public place. Make him feel just a little bit uncomfortable. Tease him. Play with him. Play with his mind until he understands just what she'll do to him. You know, it's really a book about female empowerment. About a woman taking what she wants. Taking what she needs and what she deserves. It's quite an intriguing book, I would say. It's called A World of Pleasure. Just let me read you something from it, okay? Oh yes, this is the good part. She had been watching him for weeks now, observing him like a predator. His way of moving, his way of talking, his cute smile and his adorable laugh. In particular, she had noticed something innocent about his aura. He reminded her of something. Something sweet and inexperienced. A puppy. A lost little puppy. Just waiting for someone to come pick him up. To hold and care for him. To fulfill his needs and show him the world. So she decided to approach him. To tap him on the shoulder. Greet him with a warm smile. Ask him what it was that he was looking for. He seemed a bit shy at first, but her wonderful smile made him feel a sense of security. He wasn't used to a beautiful woman like her approaching him, but somehow, it felt very natural to talk to her. Her calmness and confidence just swept him off his feet. He got lost in her eyes, and for a moment, it felt like they had met somewhere before. And maybe they had. Maybe in another life, they had met and connected at such a deep level that he could feel her even in this life. And she was quite straightforward with him. It didn't take long before her hands were stroking along his arm. He wondered why she would do such a thing. He was a stranger, yet she took the freedom to touch him in such an intimate way. He could feel the scent of her perfume as she moved closer to him. It made his mind spin a little bit. And as she moved closer, he couldn't help but glancing down. They were so inviting and beautiful. His eyes were drawn into the depth of her delicate cleavage. He had a hard time controlling himself. He was struggling against the force of nature. He could see her lips moving, but he couldn't hear the words that she was uttering. All he could think about was that God-given bosom that was consuming his attention. And then she snapped her fingers, and he returned back to reality. "Do you like what you see?" she said with a soft, gentle voice. "You know, I like to see shy boys like you being completely entranced by my beautiful body," she continued. He didn't know how to respond to her, so he looked away and tried to come up with something to say. "Don't look away," she said immediately, with a quirky smile. She observed him closely. She could see that he was nervous, and she found it very amusing. "You're a naughty little boy, aren't you?" she whispered in his ear. She could see his head nodding without the slightest hesitation. This was to her great satisfaction. She had an easy target on her hands. They had met just a few minutes ago, and she was already broken him down to a compliant little puppet. She could now pull her strings and make him dance for her. "That's what I thought," she ascertained. "Now, why don't you be a good boy for me and take my hand, okay?" He took her hand and held it with great enthusiasm. His thoughts were running wild by now. It didn't matter to him where she would lead him. He just wanted to follow her. Different scenarios were playing out in his mind. Would she bring him home with her? Would she lead him somewhere nearby where there were less people observing them? Would she guide his hand somewhere? Somewhere private and forbidden. He could feel the fire burning between his thighs, his heart pumping and something growing and stiffening somewhere below his waist. He thought it was embarrassing, but he really couldn't help himself. Her power over him was just too strong for him to resist. His blood was flowing, his body was responding to her, his resistance was resolving like a soda tablet in a glass of water. He was melting like an ice cube on a hot summer day, and he found himself led to a quiet corner of the building, following her steps like a puppy on a leash. Then things started to escalate. He was pushed up against the wall, her hands were moving freely over his body. She was touching and squeezing, her slender fingers running all over his skin, from his neck all the way down to his juicy thighs. She was rubbing and pulling, and he was starting to understand that she would take what she wanted from him. He was her helpless prey, captured in bliss. Her hand started to unbuckle his belt. She pulled it out and threw it on the floor beside them. Her skillful fingers unzipped his pants and slid down to his ankles. He was still in shock. He couldn't wrap his head around the peculiar situation that he found himself in. And from one second to another, his boxers were pulled down and his throbbing hardness felt the cool air caressing his skin. But then the warmth of her hands embraced his naked flesh. Her hands were so soft and delicate. Her flexible fingers wrapped around his manhood, choking and stroking him. Tugging and squeezing, she leaned forward and whispered into his ear. "You like how I make you feel, don't you?" she whispered. "You like I make you feel like a dirty little slut. Isn't that right?" she continued as she started to lick his earlobe with her playful little tongue. Now, that was just a taste of this very beautiful book. I would really recommend that you borrow it for yourself, because if you haven't read a book like this before, I promise it would open a whole new world for you. This is a genre that is really on the rise right now. I mean, take this book for example. It's called The Girl That Didn't Take No for an Answer. It's about this unorthodox relationship about a dominant woman and her slutty little boyfriend. She really had his best interests in mind, but she also understands that he needs a little push forward to really live his life to his fullest. So she's the boss in the relationship, and her will and her fantasies are at the core of their relationship. It doesn't really matter what he thinks, because at the end of the day, he just wants to please her. Here, let me read you something. Let's see. Oh yes, this is a good part. She grabbed his hair and pulled his face down between her legs. She pulled her panties to the side and exposed her beautiful little flower to him. He could feel the scent of a lovely bouquet entering his nostrils. Her warmth and her wetness was pressed against his lips. The taste of his tongue, of her on his tongue, had him zoning out as he started to move his tongue in perfect little circles. Her hand on his neck made him feel safe and secure. Her thighs were wrapping around him. He could feel her smooth skin tickling his ears, and her fingers stroking through his hair. He was enjoying himself, probably even more than she was. He understood that he was a lucky man and a fortunate man for a generous girlfriend letting him prove his worthiness to her like that. He was working hard and with great skill, and she was soon moaning and her thighs squeezed tighter around his head. Evidently, his mouth was useful. She didn't like it when he talked too much. She would rather see him down on his knees, using his mouth for her pleasure. So that's how he spent most of his time. On the floor, with the simple mission, to make her happy. To never question her authority, and to give her the pleasure that she deserved. Now, this book is a little different than the first one, as you can tell. But I think it's a really great compliment to the first one. I had really recommended this one to you because it will teach you about a man's place in this world. It'll teach you about the priorities, about that true pleasure that only comes to the most devoted seekers. Now, I have one more book for you, and I think you'll really enjoy this one. It's very close to home, I would say. Just let me read you a little section, okay? And then I think you'll have all the books that you need for today. Let's see. Here we go. It was a rainy day at the library. He was picking out some books to read. He was browsing around, unknowing that a mysterious woman was observing him at a distance. His world was the world of books and pages, letters that would paint vivid pictures in the curious mind. Her world, on the other hand, was a world of games, a world of catch and release. There was always another boy she could play with. They would come into the library. They would look for another story to read, another fantasy to indulge in. And that's what she liked about them. Their lust for adventure. Their limitless curiosity. Their sharp intellects that she could bend and twist and form at her liking. So that's what she did. She sneaked up beside them, seduced them with her beautiful eyes. She wore cute little glasses on her nose, and she looked like an innocent little girl. A blouse, pencil skirt, knee-high stockings. But behind her appearance, she was a whirlwind. She was the adventure that they had never experienced before, the most intriguing story that they would ever consume. She was beautiful, like the most elegant book cover, and her inside was warm and exciting. She had a flavor for shy guys with adorable smiles. She could read them like an open book, and she quickly flipped the pages to find their most intricate secrets. Something that she could use against them to wrap her around her finger, to lead them astray and introduce them to her own fantasies, her dirty desires and her wicked ways, a web that she would spin around them until they found themselves trapped in her power. Now, this is a book I wrote myself, darling. I haven't released it publicly, but I have a few copies of it on hand, and since you seem to be such a great enthusiast of literature, I would love to read it for you to read it and come back to me with your thoughts on it. So what do you say? Isn't this just a great collection for you to bring back home with you? I guess you're a quick reader, so finishing these ones within the next week shouldn't be a problem for you, right? I'd love to see you come back here and give me a little review on the books. And before that, why don't you let me show you something? Just follow me behind the bookshelves. Now, don't say a word, sweetie. Just watch me, okay? I've seen your eyes watching these, so just let me unbutton my blouse for you. And, you know, this bra's so uncomfortable wearing it all day long, and I'd like to release myself from that discomfort. Hands behind your back now. You're only allowed to watch. No touching today. You can be a good boy, right? Clasp those hands behind your back and just watch me. Watch me squeezing them like this. Massaging my nipples. Watch my hem moving down under my skirt and rubbing myself for a little bit. Just watch as I pleasure myself. You know, I want you to become my little book slut. I'll decide what you'll read from now on. And I'll make you come in here to pick up some new books that you'll read for me every week. You'll get your cute little ass in here and I'll give you some fresh new books for your dirty mind to indulge in. Every week without exception. I'll prime you into the perfect little book slut. Because you want that, right? To be a good boy for me and read what I provide you with. Now, get down on your knees for me. Don't worry, honey. No one can see you here. We're safe just behind these shelves, so just do what you're told. Kneel down for your hot librarian. Put your head under my skirt like a good fucking boy. Now, show me what your mouth can do. Keep your hands behind your back and just lick my pussy. You've got such a skillful little mouth, don't you? I could just tell when I saw you. You're one of those boys that'll do exactly as they're told. You're so... such a beautiful mind, honey. That useful little mouth. And that's all I need. That's all I'm asking for. I just want to use your mind and your perfect little mouth. Now make me come, baby. You're so sweet hiding under my skirt like that. Oh, fuck. I hope you can breathe down there. I don't want you to pass out before I come on your face. Fuck. I'll stay as quiet as I can. I don't want anyone to find out what a horny little slut you are. Licking my pussy behind the shelves like this. Oh, fuck. You're such a good boy, aren't you? Doing exactly like you're told. I'm going to come on your mouth. Oh, fuck. Good boy. That's exactly what I need. I think we're going to get along pretty well, honey. You just proved yourself like a good little book slut. Now, I wouldn't want you to leave without a little encouragement. Just get up on your feet, okay? I think it's my turn to get down on my knees and unbuckle these jeans for you. Oh, wow. Well, I guess your mouth isn't the only useful thing that you carry around, huh? Just let me have a little taste of it. Just... This is just a little encouragement after you being so very useful today. You like my wet little mouth, don't you? My sucking little tongue just swirling around your cock head like that. I've read so many books about sucking cock, you know? I really would call myself an expert. Like this spot right here. That just makes you shake, right? When I tease it like that. I know what I'm doing. Don't expect me to. Be this generous next time we meet. This is just a way of pulling you in, making you desperate for me. Oh, you like that too, don't you? When I suck on your balls like that. I can feel how full they are, ready to spill that load for me. What if I just stop right now? Leave you with these heavy balls. Tell you to go home and read those books for me. Not to touch yourself for a week and then come back so I could finish you off. What if I would do that? Would you be a good boy for me? Would you resist touching yourself? Would you sit at home with a raging boner, reading those books from page to page, pre-cum in your boxers? Waiting so patiently for me. Now, I feel generous today, so... I'm gonna let you come in my mouth, baby. We'll save those games for later on. Fuck, you taste so good, baby. I want you to coat my tongue, okay? Don't spill on the floor. I want all of it in my mouth. Don't make mess in the library. Just squirt in my mouth. Good boy. Coat my tongue, baby. Fill my mouth with your creamy load. Good boy. That was a big load you had there.